Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding a Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Lema Misayele. So the Gemara mentioned the sheets of Rabbi Yochanan that we make a new Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is considered its own Yontif. So says the Gemara Lema Misayele that Luchara we have a support from a Tana to the sheets of Rabbi Yochanan that we make a new Brach of Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. The Braisa says like this. Haparim me'elim v'akvasim ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The Tanakhama says that all the parim and elim u'kvasim that are brought as the karbanis on Sukkot, we bring a large amount of parim, decreasing in one each day of Sukkot, 13, 12, 11, 10, and so on. We bring 2 elim and 14 kvasim. All of these karbanis are ma'akiv each other. We have to have the exact amount of the right karban, of the right karban, and then we could bring it as a karban. However, Rav Yehuda imer, parim ma'akvin zezeh, shari mismatin v'holchen. Even though Rabbi Yehuda is masking that the Elim and Kvasim are ma'akiv each other, the Parim, Rabbi Yehuda has a raya that they're not ma'akiv each other from the fact that we decrease by one every day. So you see that the number is not so significant. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Parim are not ma'akiv each other. Amrulai, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, V'haloi kulan mismatin v'holchem ashmini? If you're saying the fact that the numbers decrease is a raya, that the number isn't significant, so then even the kvasim and the elim shouldn't be ma'akif. Because on Shmini Atzeres, the kvasim and elim are also nismait. We only bring one aisle instead of two, and 7 kvasim instead of 14. So you see that they're nismait v'olchen on Shmini Atzeres. Amar lehen, Rabbi Yehuda said back to the Chachamim, that Shmini rega b'fnei atzmahu. There's no raya from the fact that on Shmini Atzeres we bring a different number of animals, because Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yontif. I was bringing a raya from the fact that even on Sukkot itself, the 7 days of Sukkot, each and every day we bring a different amount of parim, so that was a raya that the number isn't significant. But you can't bring a raya from Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif. So Amar lehen Shmini rega b'fnei atzmahu. And what was his raya? What was Rabbi Yehuda's raya that Shmini Atzeres is its own yantif? Shekshem sheshivas yemei hachag tuunin karban v'shiru bracha v'lina. Just like Sukkot, it's its yantif. It has its own karban, has its own shir shel yoyim, has its own bracha, which we'll see in a moment what that means. And it has a mitzvah v'lina to stay overnight by the Beis HaMikdash. Av Shmini tuun karban v'shiru bracha v'lina. Shmini Atzeres has these same exact requirements, these same exact aspects to it. So you see that it's considered like its own yantif. So now one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned was the fact that Shmini Atzeres has its own bracha. So what does it mean that it has its own bracha? Says the Gemara, my lav's man, wasn't he referring to the bracha of Shachianu? So you see from here a riot Rabbi Yochanan that Shmini Atzeres you make a new Shachianu. Says the Gemara, loy berch samazin utfila. I could tell you that when Rabbi Yehuda said bracha, he meant that it has its own mentioning in Yalav Yavai. Instead of saying Asyayim Chagasukai Sazah, so Rashi says, we say Asyayim Shmini Chagatzera Sazah, in benching and in Shman Esrei. That's what it means, it has its own bracha. And says the Gemara, Chanami Mistavra, it's logical like this, that bracha is not a reference to Shechianu. If you'll say that bracha is a reference to Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Miika, could you say that Sukkot has bracha, that all 7 days have bracha? Is there a bracha, that is there a Shechianu that's made on the subsequent days, 2 through 7 of Sukkot? So you only make a Shechianu on the first day? So says the Gemara, how like Kasha? That's not a raya that we're not talking about Shechianu. I could tell you that we're talking about Shechianu, and that which it says that Sukkot has Shechianu, it's because if you don't make a Shechianu on the first day, so then you do make it on the second day, or the third day, or fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, or seventh day. It's not limited to the first day. So therefore, it's okay to say that Sukkot has Shechianu. Well, says the Gemara, no. Even if you could say it on the subsequent days, mikom makom kais b'inan, you need to have a cup of wine, and a person, Rashi explains, doesn't typically have a cup of wine available during Chol HaMoed. Unless you say, Lema Misayeli Rav Nachman, unless you're going to tell me that this is a riot to Rav Nachman, the Amr of Nachman, Zman Oimroi Afilu Bashuk, that you could say the Brach of Shechianu, even when a person is walking in the street, without a Kais Shel Yayin. Di Amrit Be'inan Kais, because if you're going to tell me that you need to have a Kais of wine, so Kais Kol Yayma Mi'ika, does a person have that available to him? So therefore, you have a riot from here that the Bracha that Rav Yehuda spoke about is now referring to Shechianu, because it's not going to be Shaya for a person to make Shechianu Tanu during all the days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya, because Dilma de'ikla le'kais. Maybe a person has a kais, so it's okay for Rabbi Yehuda to say that all the days of Sukkot has a shechianu, because if you don't make it the first day, you make it on the subsequent days. Ah, you need to have a kais, in a chanami, if a person has a kais. If a person doesn't have a kais, then it could be, he'll be stuck. But be'etzem, it does have shechianu, and therefore it was an accurate statement for Rabbi Yehuda to say that Sukkot has bracha, even if bracha is referring to shechianu. So there's no raya from here to that bracha is referring to Shechianu. It could be referring to Berachas HaMazon and Tefillah, but there's also no raya against Rabbi Yochanan. So now, before we come back to the topic of Shechianu, says the Gemara, we mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda says Shmini Atzeres has its own mitzvah of Lina. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini Tal Lina. In fact, the Gemara, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that Shmini Atzeres has its own mitzvah of Lina? V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Minayin LePesach Sheni She'inay Tal Lina. How do we know that Pesach Sheni doesn't have a mitzvah of Lina of a person? If he's forced to bring a carbon Pesach by Pesach Sheni, he couldn't bring one Pesach Rishon. So he comes now Pesach Sheni, and he brings the carbon. How do we know that he does not have a chiyev to stay overnight? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by the mitzvah of lina, it says ufanisa ba'baiker ve'alachta le'lahecha. It says you wake up in the morning and you go home, but you have to stay overnight. Uksiv, and the following pasuk is sheishes yamim teicha matzais. It talks about the mitzvah and the iser to have chametz during Pesach. So we darshan from here es shato and shisha. It's only a 6-day yontif that you have a mitzvah of lina. Anything less than 6 days, you don't have a mitzvah of lina. So Pesach Sheni doesn't have a mitzvah of lina. That was Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Now the kash is like this. Now, Rabbi Yehuda in this braisa happened to be speaking about Pesach Sheni. He said Pesach Sheni does not have a mitzvah of lina. But if you go based on the reason, because it doesn't have shisha, because it's not a 6-day yontif, so then Shmini Atzeres should also be nismai. And we should say that Shmini Atzeres doesn't have a mitzvah of lina. So this seems to be not like Rabbi Yehuda said on Mem Zayinam and Aleph, that there is a mitzvah of lina on Shmini Atzeres. It has its own mitzvah of lina. So says the Gemara, Loi lemute Pesach Sheni de Chavase. Because the drasha when Rabbi Yehuda darshent Eshetan Shisha, Eshetan Shisha, that Pesach Sheni doesn't have a mitzvah of lino, it was a miyat specific to Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach. However, it's not coming to be memayit everything that's less than 6 days. It was specifically coming to be memayit Pesach Sheni. And says the Gemara, Chanami Mestavra, I'll bring you a raya like that, that it has to be that when Rabbi Yehuda was being memayit Pesach Sheni, it was a miyat specific to Pesach Sheni, but not to everything that's less than 6 days. Did not, because we learned with regards to Bikurim, it says, HaBikurim tu'un in karban v'sheru tenufa v'lina. It says Bikurim have a mitzvah v'lina, and it also mentions the fact that Bikurim have tenufa, you have to wave them. Now, man sham mislay da'amar tenufa, who is the one who holds like this, that Bikurim require waving? It doesn't say that mafurish, at least in the Torah. So who is the Tan who says that the Bikurim need to get waved? It's Rabbi Yehuda. We know that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'ka'amar ta'an lina. And this same Mishnah says that Bikurim have a mitzvah of lina, even though that's not a 6-day event. So you see from here, we have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda was dafka being memayit Pesach Sheni, and not everything that's less than 6 days. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Bikurim have a mitzvah of Tenufa. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Vihinachtoi Izu Tenufa. That when the Torah says Vihinachtoi, it's referring to waving the Bikurim. Ato Aymer Izu Tenufa, Yena Ela Hanacha Mamish. Maybe it's referring to literally putting the fruit down in front of the Mizbeach. Kishu Aymer, Vihinichai, says the Gemara, no, because that we already have a pasuk. It says v'hinichay hamani mekayim v'hanachtoy v'hinachtoy zutenufa. So what's v'hinachtoy? It must be a reference to the mitzvah of tenufa. So this was Rabbi Yehuda's makar that Bikurim have a mitzvah of tenufa, and this same Tana said that there's a mitzvah of lino. So that was the raya. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even things that are less than 6 days, like Bikurim, like Shmini Atzeres, they do have a mitzvah of lina. The miyat that he made was specific to Pesach Sheni. However, says the Gemara, there's no raya, because there's no raya that this Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. The Dilma Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tana could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who also says that there's a mitzvah of tenufa by the Bikurim. The Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, The pasuk says, "V'lakach ha'kayin atenem yadecha," that the kayin takes the basket from your hand. Liman al bikurim shetuunin tenufa. Divrei Blazer ben Yaakov. So Blazer ben Yaakov learned from this pasuk that there's a chiyuv of tenufa of waving when it comes to the bikurim. Now, my time with Blazer ben Yaakov. What's his reason? Where do you see it from in this pasuk? So says the Gemara, "Asir yad yad mishlamim." He has a gzeir shava of yad yad from the carbon shlamim. What's the gzeir shava? Because k'siv hacha v'lakach ha'kayin atenem miyadecha. Says the word Yad. Uksev Hasem, and it says by the carbon shlamim, Yadav Tiviyana as Ishe Hashem. It says Yad. So Makan Kayin, Afalhalan Kayin. Just like over here by Bikurim, it says, Volakacha Kayin. So a Kayin has to get involved in this, which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is darshaning as a reference to the waving. Af laholan kayin, so too by the shlamim, the kayin gets involved. Uma laholan bailim, afkan bailim. And now just like by the shlamim, the Torah is mefurish that it's the bailim that do the waving, so too by bikurim, it's the bailim that do the waving. So akeitzat, so which one is it? Is it the bailim or is it the kayin? So says the Gemara, it's both. Kayin maniach yodoi, tachas yad bailim umeinif. The kayin puts his hands underneath. Rashi explains the bailim put their hands on the sides of the basket. And the kayin puts his hands underneath the basket, and in that way they do the waving together. But the point is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that the bikurim require tenufa, and therefore there's no raya from that Mishnah that the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, and that Rabbi Yehuda requires lina by bikurim. Now back to the original discussion of Shechianu, says the Gemara, my havi Allah, what's the maskana when it comes to Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres? So Rav Nachman Amar, Aymrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag, he says that we do say Shechianu. Rav Sheishas Amar, Ein Aymrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag, that we don't say Shechianu. V'helchasa Aymrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag. L'maisa, the halacha is that we do say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, and says the Gemara, Tani Kevasi, the Rav Nachman, we have a braisa that supports this halacha, that we do say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. The Braisa says that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmei L'Inyan Pizar Kishav. It mentions the fact that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yontif with regards to these six things that start with a pei, Zayin, Reish, Kof, Shin, Beis. Now the Zayin is a reference to Zman, the Brach of Shechianu. So you have a Mefurish Braisa that we make a new Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Now what are the other things? So says the Gemara, the six things are like this. Number one, it has a pious Bifnei Atzmei. Pei stands for pious. It has its own lottery. It doesn't continue the lottery from the days of Sukkot. Zman bifnei atzmai. Zayin stands for Shechianu, like we just said. Rei stands for regel bifnei atzmai. It's its own regel. There's no mitzvah of to sit in the sukkah. Kuf stands for carbon bifnei atzmai. It has its own carbon. It does not continue the pattern of the carbonates of Sukkot. Shira bifnei atzmai. It has its own shir shel yoyim. And finally, bracha bifnei atzmai. It has its own bracha, like Rashi explained before, that we don't say es yoyim chagasukai says that in yalav yavai. Rather, we say es yoyim shmini chagatzera says that. But lamaisa, the point is that it has its own zayin. It has its own zman bifnei atzmai. So we have a raya from here to the halacha that we make a new shechianu on shmini atzeres. Oh, your eyes are...